I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The truth is surfacing in Pakistan. Forgotten Missionaries International's Executive Director Bruce Allen received an update from their partners on the ground regarding the deadly riots in Johannesburg.
It wasn't the Christians who started these riots. It was, in fact, the Muslims.
Police have apprehended the mastermind behind March's twin church bombing. He's reportedly admitting that the riots and burning of two Muslims were pre-planned. Through FMI, you can help believers attend a conference so that they can learn the best way to share Christ amid Pakistan's constant persecution.
We're looking to raise scholarships for the families to attend the conference.
It isn't hard to understand why, with the Syrian refugee crisis, some people get overlooked. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says refugees with disabilities have an especially hard time getting help.
These people really have no place to go. They really don't have any options. So it very much reaches their hearts when they see that there's people reaching out and helping them. That draws them in to a heart-to-heart relationship with Christians who then share the gospel with them.
To learn where you fit in, visit our website. And put your party hat on and bring out the balloons. This year, Partners Relief and Development is turning 20, and they want you to help them celebrate. How? They're inviting you to use your birthday to raise funds to help oppressed children become safe, healthy, and educated, while also learning about the gospel. With your help, partners can rescue thousands of kids from a life of poverty and introduce families to the love of Christ. Find details at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.